The dramatic bombing in Baghdad this week has put an exclamation point on the ups and downs of the year-old Iraqi war. Peace activist Mike Miles of Luck, Wisconsin, is an organizer of what is expected to be the largest peace rally in the state this Saturday in Stevens Point. He says the protest is not just against the war in Iraq.
It's war as a general principle for solving problems that people have between nations. We've got to outgrow that.
Saturday rallies are also planned in Milwaukee, Manitowoc, Menominee, and Madison. In Madison, a group of protesters plans to court arrest at a peaceful sit-in at the gates of the Truax Air National Guard base. Miles says one goal of the rallies is simply to encourage people to question U.S. policy. He says that's getting harder to do.
What we really need to do is to continue to give people permission to be against this war. It's very difficult to be against it when so many now, particularly in the U.S., are dying and being injured. It's very hard for people who are in service presently to question things, although there's much more of that going on.
Miles points to a protest march held last weekend from Delaware to Washington, D.C. It was organized by family members of soldiers serving in Iraq, including relatives of some of the more than 500 U.S. soldiers killed there since the war began. Jane Jensen of Madison has a son who's been in Iraq for a month, flying a Black Hawk helicopter with his Army National Guard unit. She opposes the war and supports the peace rallies this weekend, but her main strategy for ending the war is to help John Kerry win the White House. She says it's his Vietnam War veteran status that makes him the right leader to end this war.
I like the idea that after he got all these medals and did all this good stuff overseas, then he came back and helped to form the Vietnam Vets Against the War. And I think he'd be more able to try to get us out of there than I think Bush has.
But others with family members serving in Iraq don't think protests will help the situation. Cheryl Ward's husband is serving with an engineering reserve unit in Tikrit. She says it's important to support the troops, especially their efforts to rebuild the country.
I wish the media would show the good that they are doing. They have built umpteen schools over there, provided so much stuff for the kids, the non-working people, and regardless of whether or not you agree, we have troops over there that we have to support 100%.
Ward's husband is scheduled to come home sometime between May and July when new troops rotate in. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.